Thursday, Thursday, so good to me. Thursday evening, it was all I picked it to be. Oh, Thursday evening, Thursday evening, could you guarantee that Friday morning?
I don't know why, but sometimes I feel, you ever see like those scary movies where serial killers like getting ready to hurt somebody, but they're very calm about it, and they're just like, there's this weird music in the background. Have you ever seen like Dexter?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I get
the
very serial killer vibe here.
Well, that's not what the purpose of that was.
Yeah, like The Walking Dead, they put Daryl, like, and this was when I was still watching that terrible, 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 terrible show. They put him in, like, solitary confinement, and they're playing all these uplifting, like, songs that just over and over and over again. So it's that's what that reminded me of.
I like that. Like intense action scene that they have, like, classical music, and it's
maybe that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so. This would be perfect for. Like the next Keanu Reeves movie or a murder scene or whatever. You know, either way. It's all very, very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Colfax. Man, it's amazing how quickly things change. I was 5-0 in January. I am now 1-3 because I picked two games last week. I've only won one game in February. It was a mistake to go that far because I put myself in a no-win situation here now. I can win tonight, which I will, but it's still going to put me under 500 for the month, and this is my final Thursday of February. So, you know, I'm sitting at 1-3 right now, hoping to finish 2-3, and that still put me at a 7-3 record on the year. So it'd be pretty respectable. So going for win number 7 tonight. I looked at a lot of games, man. I looked at a lot of NBA games. Did not like any of those matchups. I looked at the UNC game. I like the Bears to win, but they're favored by 17 against Idaho? I don't like picking any team if it's a 17-point spread. So I'm staying away from that. I looked at some other college basketball games. I'm going to stay with what I know. And tonight, you know, you've seen a Buffs team that has just been inconsistent. But the one thing most of the time you can count on when they have a disappointing loss, they come back with a vengeance the next game. Going up against California, the Golden Bears, sitting at 11-16. The Buffs looking to get win number 22. They are an 8.5-point favorite on the road. But I think you got a determined Colorado Buffaloes team. Tad Boyle is very upset with his team, trying to get this team ready to go. Do I like them to win? Yeah, I do.
Hold on to your butt.
I do! Yeah! What? What? Go!
Ralphie!
Thank you.
Jim, I don't want to interrupt, but young, the new Ralphie, got three of their handlers off. There's one guy holding on.
The buffalo is the only animal that walks into the storm.
It's just rainbows and kaleidoscopes and clowns. And now it's Jim.
Bill.
And three by Tyler Bill.
There we go. Now they got him running again.
Beautiful. Seaward.
There's a Seaward.
Another. He's got three threes.
Arriving now could give this young contender an edge.
Is that a buffalo?
That is what they sound like.
I love a good buffalo. You know, just walk up to one and they're just awesome. And to eat one.
Yeah, I was going to say, was that off air a couple days ago? We were talking about buffalo steaks and stuff.
Yeah.
That you had.
Actually, a new
recently.
The Windsor Mill Tavern.
Yeah.
Great new sponsor of the program. Probably weird. I just picked the Buffs to win and now I'm talking about going over and getting a bison burger. Wow. But anyway, that place is awesome. I'm gonna be talking about those guys a lot. You've driven by there in Windsor, at the end of Main Street on the east side of Main Street. the Windsor Mill. They redid that. They got that all fixed up. It's beautiful. There's some neat businesses in there. It's in the basement portion. So the west, there's like the west doors. You go underneath, and it is awesome. You know what kind of reminds me of? Cheers, a little bit.
Huh.
Like the look of Cheers. Everybody wants to go there.
Yeah.
That's a great place, and it kind of reminds me of that. But more, you know, 2020 version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can't wait to make them a big, big part of this show. It's fun. You like the pick? You like the Buffs to beat the Bears?
I always like the Buffs to beat the Bears.
They've been, I don't know how they're going to do in this big dance thing, man. But, I mean, the regular season is tough. And this is why most head coaches in basketball are bald. Because it's got to stress you out. I mean, basketball is a sport that is all, I'm not saying other sports don't have elements of this, but it's like, basketball is just constant. You know, if you're a good defense player, you have to do the right things. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Up and down the floor all night, every single night you play in practice. And if you just try to go through the motions in college basketball, it is tough, tough to do because you don't oftentimes see you see takeover mode from players, sure, but you don't see it like you do in the NBA. You don't always see clear out. It's LeBron time. You know, you don't see that as much. So that means everybody's constantly having to keep their head on a swivel and doing their jobs. And when you get one guy out of position a little bit, it can screw everything up. And so that's why you're not wrong if you're saying you're scratching your head at the Buffs and you're saying, why is this team so inconsistent? You know, why can they beat Dayton and Oregon and compete actually against teams like Kansas? How can they do that and then lose to UCLA and lose to Oregon State? Have a rough game against Colorado State. How can they do all those things? And you're still at the end of the day, you're dealing with college kids. I mean, I don't like to call them kids. You're dealing with college young men. And it's a long season, and when you kind of think that you've won things and you're already going to the dance, you know, you're already kind of counting on that, it can be tough to keep that dedication throughout. Now, that's not necessarily an excuse. That's just what it is. So, yes, you can be concerned, but, you know, you also, the Buffs have it in front of them now. They're sitting at 10-5. They got Oregon and Arizona stay ahead. I mean, as Mark told us the other day, they have to run the table here if they want to win the Pac-12, if they want to win the regular season title. So I get it. I'm frustrated too, especially the fact that the Buffs had the Bruins down last week and then they rallied in that second half. But there's also the other half of me that says, just wait till you get into that Pac-12 tournament. I do think that they'll turn it on. I do think that once they get into the dance, they'll be okay. But they've had some inconsistencies this year. And I think that that's the case with, well, clearly the entire Pac-12, because Oregon's 21-7 as well. So, yeah, some big games, though, still to come for the Colorado Buffaloes, and see if they can get this one tonight. On the this one's going to be on the Pac-12 network. First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Gary Harris, man, he's getting roasted. I have a hard time with this one. Now, I know people give me crap on this because I'm a big-time Gary Harris fan. I've loved this guy ever since he was in college, under Coach Izzo in Michigan State. And so I've been a big supporter of what this team has done. In fact, I'm probably wrong about this now, but I went on my crusade of, you know, no, I would absolutely keep Gary Harris and not trade for Donovan Mitchell when that was the big discussion. Well, Mitchell's like one of the best players in the NBA now. So maybe that was bad on my part, but I like my guys. All right. I like this group, and I would stick with Gary Harris. But whatever happened to having a defensive specialist? You know, is that a bad thing now? You know, in the SB Nation article, you know, talking about Harris and saying, yeah, even though he's battled injuries, but Harris's future was still bright. He was everything. I mean, he had a great touch. And again, his defense was there. I did notice something, Colfax, and maybe, I don't know, maybe you've seen it. Hooligans, maybe you've seen it. Does it look like his shot has kind of changed into more of a delayed release lately? I was noticing that, I don't know, the last 10, 15 games. Clearly, he's trying to shoot a lot more, and he says he's going to continue to shoot, which I think you want. get out of the slump, get some confidence. But it seems like his shot, I mean, you guys remember Emmanuel Mudiay's shot? He'd go up in the air, and as he was coming down, he'd shoot it. So, like, he'd go up, hang, as he's falling down, then he'd do it like almost a double pump. It wasn't an obvious double pump, but it was when he would stop doing that and just one fluid motion right when he'd go up and shoot it, he would make more shots when he was with the Nuggets. I don't watch a lot of where he is now. I don't watch a lot of games close up now. I don't know. He was at the Knicks, I think. I've watched Harris, and I feel like he I don't know if he's coming down on that shot, but he's almost maybe using too much of his legs at this point in time. It's like he's pushing that ball up. And again, that's my deep diehard assessment, not being ever a great shooter and knowing what it takes to be a great shooter. But like Emmanuel Mudiay's process was obvious. It was obvious to everybody. When he came out of the draft, it was like, good defensive player. He's a driver. He can get to the rim. His shooting is tough. He has a terrible shooting motion. And Harris has never had that. So I don't know with injuries over time or if that has messed with it, because he had the sprained knee a lot. He was out for, you know, 11 of the season's final 13 games. The season before when they just missed the playoffs. I mean, that was certainly an impact. So I don't know if the injuries have taken hold of him, and that's why he's not quite able to have a fluid motion in his shot. That's quite curious to me. But I mean, you're assuming Nikola's going to score. You're assuming Murray's going to score. Paul Millsap most of the time is going to score. You have scorers on this team. You don't need Gary Harris to be a 17-point guy. If he can get you 9, 10, 11 and play great defense, then obviously you're expecting other players to pick it up offensively, but that's his role. I don't think it's a disappointment. It's a shock seeing his offensive production continue to go down, but he has been better the last 2 weeks. But I still, this guy's defense is his claim to fame. 17 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we'll get back into the poll question of the day, the power to play poll question of the day. Go check that one out. And when you're looking at John Elway and Jeff Breidich as general managers, vice president, VP, whatever you want for president, who's feeling the most pressure? Whose job depends on making the postseason the most in 2020? John Elway or Jeff Breidich? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. 18 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll register somebody else for our third annual Whole Show March Madness Bracket Challenge. That's a mouthful. We'll be right back.
Euro for Prep Sports and the UNC Bears. Bringing news, sports, and talk to Northern Colorado. 1310 KFKA. The best UNC Bears talk and game coverage lives on 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay. I'm going to get somebody else here to get into our third annual Hull Show March Madness Bracket Challenge. We have a lot of great gifts on the line, and Colfax did such a great job of telling us about all of those. I know we have the signed football from Ed McCaffrey, thanks to our new friends over at Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte.
UNC signed.
UNC. UNC says, status, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It says, Go Bears, his signature, 87. It's in this beautiful case. I mean, I want this. I want to own this for myself. But I can't unless I get a different one. The Eaton Country Club's given up a foursome.
Yep.
The Charo is hooking us up with tons of different gift cards. That's going to go, all that's going to one person. Whoever wins this thing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. It's great. And if you think you got what it takes, if you think you know college basketball, then you got it.
Yeah. Or even if you don't, we'd like you in there just for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. There's a lot. We get a lot of people that don't even know.
Yeah.
Just pick random teams. All right. So I'm going to go. Do you want to do a texter or do you want to do a caller?
I like texters.
Okay.
It's easier on me.
Yeah, you don't have to write down the email address. Okay, so I'm going to take the fifth texter to text in and spell it correctly, Ed McCaffrey. You got to spell Yeah, it's fairly easy to spell, but believe it or not, there's a lot of misspellings out there for McCaffrey's name.
Yeah, it's like how many F's? Where's the R go?
Because there's another capital C and all this weird stuff. So you got to be the fifth texter. Just text in Ed McCaffrey to our First Advantage text line, 31996, 31996. Text KFKA to 31996. Dixon says, wasn't last year Elway's must make the playoffs year?
No.
Yeah, well, according to you, no.
According to us.
And according to you, this year's not necessarily make the playoffs.
No.
You're saying you just got to get better. You got to, they won, what, 7 last year?
Yeah.
So you got to go 8. Or.
I think so.
You're good with 8?
I'm good with 8.
Are you 7? Is 7 okay? Can you be the same? Or do you got it? You have to improve by a game.
I think you'd be the same, but then there has to be that hope. Like, okay, by the end of the season, we have what we need. It took us, you know, maybe the last half of the season to get where we need to be, and we can bring that into the next season.
So you liked like what happened this last season,
exactly.
So when you go 4-1 in the last 5 games, see that I get what you're saying, but also part of that I'm scared of because I feel like you had that good end this year. If you start off bad next year, is that more, or do you give Drew Lock a break because you're like, all right, you played in 5 games that didn't mean anything. We weren't going to go to the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they were mathematically eliminated early. So you played in 5 games that didn't mean anything. Not a crazy schedule. Fairly bad teams that you're going up against.
It's good practice.
So do you look at that and say, that was practice. Now's the real deal. So are you then giving him like another 5-6 games to kind of go, all right, these could be rough. You could have some rough games.
I mean, if they go 0-6, it's going to be very scary.
Yeah, you're going to lose a lot.
But that can't happen.
McLean misspelled McCaffrey very wrong, but I think that was on purpose because that's so bad that it has to be.
He's already in anyways.
Half furry. That's pretty good. He had to think about how bad to spell that. That's like the worst way to spell it. Dixon's calling him Easy Ed. I don't know why. But he did get the Ed McCaffrey. So Dixon's in now. The arch nemesis of the show is now in the March Madness Challenge. I don't think we can do a competition here without having the arch nemesis of the show. I just don't think it can happen. It's just not possible. Well, so, and Jeff Breidich is an interesting one because they're not going to win the division. I mean,
no,
that's not Jeff Breidich's fault either. The Dodgers, when I say it's not his fault, I mean, the Dodgers are just above everybody else. You know, this is just what it is. Patrick Mahomes is just a better quarterback than everybody else. You can't out-coach him a lot most of the time. You have to hope you can catch up or you can create some mistakes. So the Dodgers are ridiculous. I mean, they should be winning a World Series, but they can't do it in the playoffs, and that's kind of been the thing. They can't, or at least in the World Series. And sometimes they're cheated, you know. Figuratively, sometimes they're cheated literally. It doesn't matter. They can't seem to win. And you look at Clayton Kershaw is the Dodgers. That's who they are. Kershaw's one of the greatest pitchers of all time in the regular season, but you get him in the playoffs, can't do it. That aside, the Dodgers, when it comes to regular season baseball, are going to win 100 easy. You know, they won 106 last year. They're going to do it and make it look easy in the process. So you're not going to win the division. So you got to get that shot of winning the wild card. You know, at least with the Broncos, yeah, even the best team in football doesn't always just run away with their division. It's not always like, oh, you don't always just see a 14-2 domination, or I guess in this case, 15-2 when we add the other game, Colfax, which just sounds like it's all going through. You don't see that as, I mean, yeah, but it's very reasonable to think that a team wins the division over the second team by like 3 games. 3 or 4 games, a lot. It happens. Rockies lost it by 20 games last year. That's a lot of ground to make up. So it is hard. And if baseball makes the change and we add more playoffs, then the pressure is cranked up to even more on Jeff Breidich because you're asking him to, you know, now you're giving more chances to get in. Dixon says you had Elway on the 3-year hall pass, so now it will be a 5-year hall pass. I'm not telling you what I would do. I don't run the Broncos. I probably would have moved on from John Elway before he hired Vic Fangio. But you missed the window's gone. That's closed right now. So what you did, you kept him. You opened up this brand new window because you let him hire a brand new head coach. You let him draft a baby-faced quarterback. So you have a young team now, a new coach, fairly new, and both of them in their second year. So you opened that window up, and you almost reset. Now, if you take a step back, that destroys the reset. That's how that works. But you did. You pressed the reset button last year. And that's, love it or hate it, that's just where we are. And, you know, I agree with you, Colfax. You've said it from the beginning. He got his new coach. He drafted his quarterback. Joe Ellis didn't fire him then. And now you're in a situation where the Broncos ownership is in flux. So everything fell into place for John Elway.
It really did. It's kind of miraculous at this point.
Fair or unfair?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can text. I'm with you. I'm actually agreeing with the arch nemesis of the show. I probably would have said, you know, this is where we're going. You couldn't recover after Peyton Manning. You couldn't recover after Gary Kubiak. You went with a virtually unknown hire in Vance Joseph. You lost out on Kyle Shanahan. I don't think I'm going to give you another opportunity to hire a coach. Now, as hard as that would have been for me to do, but then it didn't happen. You let him hire Vic Fangio. He was in on all the interviews, so he interviewed all these coaches. You knew it's not going to happen. They could have won 4 games last year, and they wouldn't have fired him. Texter here. So every time he hires a new coach, which he's done a lot, his hall pass starts over.
As far as the organization is concerned, if they let that happen.
Well, I mean, and you can't, it's not fair to put Gary Kubiak and John Fox in that category. Because when you and John Fox broke up, you hired Gary Kubiak, and what'd you do? You won a Super Bowl the next year. So that doesn't count. That's not a reset. You got better. Then Kubiak, the plan was, I hired Gary Kubiak, and we win a lot of Super Bowls. And that 9-7 year, if you have a healthy head coach, do you win another game and get in the playoffs? Because he wasn't healthy. We knew he was done. Elway knew he was done. Everybody knew he was done. So, look what happened with Coach Bobo at CSU last year, 2 seasons ago. That totally rocked that team. From that point, I mean, that his health is what cost him his head coaching career at that time. And I hope he's better. I hope he feels great now. But that's, he didn't have a good start with all these new coordinators. You never got off on the right foot. Both figuratively and literally, I guess, there too for Coach Bobo and the feet thing. Yeah, I had to do it. Texter, hiring coaches is a big part of his job, and he sucked at it. Half and half. 50-50. Not even that. We don't know what's going to happen with Vic. John Fox, he was his first hire. Nailed it. Never missed the playoffs. Gary Kubiak was next. In 2 years, Super Bowl 9-7. Well, the Super Bowl really outweighs everything in a 2-year span. So nailed it, right? If you're giving him a grade for John Fox, you're giving him an A because they went to the Super Bowl once. They won the AFC West every year with John Fox. So he got an A on that, right? Gary Kubiak, A++ winning the Super Bowl, and then, I don't know, C+ to a B- for going 9-7? A++, man. That outweighs it. So he's got an A, A-. Vance Joseph, I think it's all fair to say he's going to get an F on that. Vic Fangio, too soon to tell. Year 2 is the big one.
Yeah.
He won more games than his predecessor. He won more games than Vance did. So step 1, accomplished. He improved the football team by 1 game, but he improved it. Now we go to year 2. How do you do it? You got your quarterback. You're getting some guys back. We're going to see what happens in free agency. So we don't know. I didn't agree with the Vic Fangio hire, but I got to tell you, Colfax, this whole combine move that he made, I think it's a hell of a move. I don't know how well it pans out in the end. I don't know how important is it that your coordinators and coaches didn't go with you to the combine. I don't know. Is it more important that they stay home and study film and then they relay information that way? I really don't know. But I like the move of saying, this is nonsense. I'm not going to waste all this time with nonsense. We don't need 87 people doing the job of like four or five people, because they do have other people there besides Fangio and Elway. There's like the team therapist is there for interview purposes, and a couple of others. So I think that, you know, he looked at a situation and he fixed it and made it better. I don't know how will that play a big role. Will we hear a story in week 7 when the Broncos are 5-2, hopefully? And you hear a story of, well, you know, honestly, they didn't know if they were going to pick this certain player, but because the coordinators were back at Dove Valley watching film on them, they were relaying some information back to Vic, and they were doing this. And I mean, whatever. I don't know. Texter says, how can Fox be an A if they fire him? An A get you fired? I mean, he went to the second, they got the second round of the playoffs, and they both just, what was reported and what happened was they parted ways. Yes, he was fired, I guess, but Fox was already lining up the Chicago job, folks. So Fox was done. He was done. In terms of the hire, they went, what, 8-8, 13-3, 13-3, and 13-3 or 12-4. Either way, they got that first round bye, I think. Something like that. They were really good. And they just couldn't get past. They went to the Super Bowl, got smoked by Seattle. The very next year, they get the first round bye again and lose to the Colts. It's an A. It would have been an A-plus if he retired, I guess. But that was an A hire. I mean, for 4 years, you win the division for 4 years. You get a first round bye 3 of those 4 years. You go to the Super Bowl 1 of those 4 years. And the other one was the crazy Raheem Moore missed timing of the jump and the interception against Baltimore, and the Ravens went on to win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, he gets an A, 36 minutes after the hour. So we got it. We got Dixon in. I'm going to register somebody else. We're going to do it through phone call this time, Colfax. We got to make you work now. We're going to take caller number 4. We're trying to get as many people in. We got to get this thing filled, man. Caller number 4 right now. You're in our March Madness Challenge. Huge prizes up for grabs. Thanks to Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte, a signed Ed McCaffrey football. Eaton Country Club's throwing a foursome. The Charles throwing gift cards out there. Caller number 4, you're in our March Madness Challenge. 970-353-1310 or toll-free 877-353-1310. 37 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
1310 KFKA Preps Radio is Northern Colorado's home for the best high school coverage.
Start your morning off right with your recommended daily intake of news, weather, and traffic to get yourself up and running. Join us mornings with Gail, 6 to 9, 1310 KFKA.
Okay, it was kind of cool. I had somebody tweeting out today that they really enjoy listening to the DNVR guys and all, and they're doing a great job. And a great follower of the show, Deuce out there, man, shout out to you, tweeted back and said, hey, you can hear a lot of those guys on the whole show and what they're up to over there. And so that guy tweeted back, I'm just reading Twitter conversations now, and tweeted back and said, yeah, we love the whole show, King of the North, man. Yeah. Jon Snow.
Better take it.
Kind of deal. Stark kind of deal. So that means, so we're, is it Winterfell? So we're Winterfell here, and then Denver is it King's Landing?
King's Landing. Yeah.
They're the bad guys. So last I checked, Colfax, the good guys lose, or they, spoiler alert, get just sent to the wall, be alone for the rest of their life. So.
And then that, I feel like I'm always Brandon Stark.
So. Yeah, and you end up.
So I guess, does that make me king?
Yeah, that makes you king. You're definitely Brandon Stark. It's got to be the worst ending for a TV show in the history of the world.
I can't even.
Would you go back and never watch it again? You liked it.
Yeah, I would, actually, just because it's.
I don't think I can.
No?
And you know how much of a fan I am.
Yeah.
Die Hard. I mean, look at my computer there. It's got the King of the North thing already.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was done well.
Oh, you got a wolf on the back there.
Wolves
too?
Everywhere, man. Love them. But I would not go back and watch it. As much as I love it, because I know deep down all this cool stuff that they're giving me, nah, we're not going to really do anything with it.
We can still let your imagination go and then just have it. Don't watch the last season and just finish it in
your head. We could just record our own version of
it. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Okay, let's we could do that. We could do something like that.
Yeah.
Got some breaking news on this Thursday afternoon. All those you know-it-alls that said Darren Cheverini's gone. He feels betrayed. He's leaving. Well, this just in, Carl Durrell, the new head coach for CU, has he's going to go ahead and retain Darren Cheverini, Brian Mikowski, Darian Hagan, and Tyson Summers. So Darren Cheverini showing his loyalty again, which maybe makes Buffs fans hurt even more, because a lot of you just you wanted to see the loyal pick right there. And he was maybe up and coming, and he loves the Buffs, but, I mean, Carl Durrell seems to be a Colorado guy. You know, I don't know that he bleeds CU. I don't know that he bleeds black and gold. I don't know, but he definitely is a Colorado guy. And I thought it was funny. Mark Johnson had mentioned it yesterday. The voice of the Buffs said he was joking with Rick George and said, hey, you guys made a hell of a business decision. You don't even have to worry about a house with this guy. He's already got one in Colorado, so he's good to go. Been thinking about that move more and more the last couple of days. I mean, on paper, it seems like it's okay. You know, you go from Mel Tucker, who I think everybody thought this guy is going to do some big things. But it was going to happen eventually. I mean, next year, Colfax, you do anything worth mentioning, he's gone. You know, if you win 6-7, if you get to a bowl game, he's gone. So I guess the old, you know, is it better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all? And that's the case. There, you're never going to get a C. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I don't think it applies to this situation, though.
Well, maybe, because if Mel Tucker would have got this team to a bowl game next year and then leaves you, then you're like, he brought us this success. But now we'll never know. He could have sucked next year.
Could have sucked. See? This is the weird thing. I wonder, like, are we overvaluing Mel Tucker now just because he got picked up so quickly after 1 year?
I don't know.
Because we never saw anything.
You didn't.
Not
But
not
I
truly.
Liked him. I
we did
think he was going to... I definitely thought he was going to start something new with the Pac-12 and create... Like, I bought into it.
Right.
I definitely Jerry Maguire'd that thing. I was all in. I was 100% on board saying he's talking about changing the Pac-12 from the tennis shoe league. I still don't really know what that means. Is tennis shoe a bad thing? Or yeah. He's talking about boots, maybe? Like, you know, the SEC, we wear boots. And in the Pac-12, you guys wear tennis shoes. I don't know. I have no idea. But I loved
check,
it.
They all wear cleats.
It didn't matter to me, Colfax. Mel Tucker could have said anything, and I would have just been all on board. He could have said, you know what? We're going to turn the Pac-12. We're going to go from bunnies to rabbits, man. We're going to take that net. And I'd be like, I'm in. What does that mean? I don't care. But now we'll never know. Yeah, we'll never really know. You're good with it.
I'm
you
okay
like Carl Durrell?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. We keep trying to get him on. We'll see if we can get him on soon. Dixon, what is this? Brady, listening to you spin your Elway takes and excuses makes me dizzy and feel like I've been drinking all day at work. And I only use that, do that on Friday. How am I defending John Elway? I'm telling you what the situation is. My job is to give you the facts. That's just the way it is. He's not fired. Is he fired or is he still with the Broncos?
Still with the Broncos, last I checked.
Okay, so he's not gone.
Nope.
I'm telling you what happened. This is exactly what happened. They didn't fire him after the Vance Joseph debacle. He hired Vic Fangio. Reset. You got your quarterback. Reset. Now, if you go backwards, you're in trouble. You're in big, big trouble. On the Rocks, Liquor brings us our game beer of the week. This one's from Upslope Brewing in Boulder. This one's a brown ale. Pick up selections from Upslope at a discount or try it for free at On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy.
You're listening to the Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Get your day started right with up-to-date news, weather, and sports. Mornings with Gale, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. weekdays on 1310 KFKA.
This is Joe Parker, Director of Athletics at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my friend Brady Hall.
couple of big basketball games tonight, not necessarily because of the matchup, but because of what a win for both of these teams would mean. Colorado Buffaloes are at Cal tonight. The Buffs are in that top 21 status. Every time they get under that, they lose. So they're over that, which means they should win. They're my Thursday night special. Got to win by 9. Done. That's going to happen. The UNC Bears playing host to Idaho tonight. The Bears looking for win number 20. That game's right here on 1310 KFK. If the Bears win out, they win the regular season title for the Big Sky Conference. So a big one tonight for many reasons. Get win number 20. They're favored by like 17 points, though. That's pretty nutty there, Colfax, for sure. But a nice Thursday night of local basketball for you. First Advantage text line 31996. 31996. I want to tell you about Eaton Country Club. Getting folks signed up now. I mean, I know the weather's nuts. This is spring, so we're going to see cold, snow, and then it's going to be beautiful, whatever. Get that membership and get out and work on that game because it's the consistent nice days are right around the corner, and I love Eaton Country Club. They do a great job there. Go to their website, eatoncc.net, Eaton Country Club. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Coming up tomorrow, we'll get into, well, I want to get into this, Colfax. I didn't get to this today, but I want to talk about Colorado State, the men's basketball team, the culture change. You know, 2 years ago, the Rams were in a very, very tough situation with Larry Eustachy, and they felt like they were in between a rock and a hard place. And maybe it kind of looked like it was going to claim Joe Parker's job, to name a few. They hire Nico Medved, and a year later, here you are about to win number 20, and maybe you pull off an upset. Either way, the expectations are you're already met. I mean, people were just hoping for an improve. You're about to win 20 games. It's pretty special. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on a big, busy, busy Friday. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
Team 10.